American jazz musician Miles Davis passed away on this date in 1991. Davis began studying trumpet in his early teens. He played with jazz bands in the St. Louis area before moving to New York City in 1944 to study at the Institute of Musical Art, which is now the Juilliard School. The musician skipped many classes and instead was schooled through jam sessions with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. In the summer of 1948, Davis formed a nonette that included several renowned jazz artists. The group was short-lived, but during its brief history, recorded a dozen tracks that were originally released as singles. These recordings changed the course of modern jazz and paved the way for the West Coast style of the 1950s. The tracks were later collected in the album Birth of the Cool. Davis's albums recorded during the 1950s, including Workin' and Milestones, affected the work of numerous other artists. In 1959, he released Kind of Blue, perhaps the most celebrated album in the history of jazz. Davis was injured in an auto accident in 1972, curtailing his activities, then retired from 1975 through 1980. He returned to public notice with The Man with the Horn in 1981. He dabbled in a variety of musical styles throughout the 1980s, concentrating mostly on jazz rock dance music, but there were also notable experiments in other styles. Davis won several Grammy Awards during this period for albums such as We Want Miles. One of the most memorable events of his later years occurred at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1991, when he joined with an orchestra conducted by Quincy Jones to perform some of the classic Gil Evans arrangements of the 1950s. Davis died less than 3 months later. His final album was released posthumously. Burnell Fat Man Austin, creator of the first fried dill pickle, died at St. Vincent Infirmary Medical Center in Little Rock on this date in 1999. The Austin family still sells Fat Man's original fried dill pickles using his secret recipe during the annual two-day pickle fest held every May in downtown Atkins. On this date in 1850, flogging was abolished as a form of punishment in the U.S. Navy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.